What's good? What's good? We are back. You're truly one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Comics Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Breaking news, of course, y'all know Damian Lillard was traded to the Bucks. And I'm going to go over that trade, basically, and give my opinion real quick of what I think. Of course, the Bucks just got one player, and that's Damian Lillard. Portland receives Drew Holiday, DeAndre Ayton. So this is a three-team trade with Milwaukee, Portland, and the Suns. Portland gets Drew Holiday, DeAndre Ayton, Toumani Kamara, who I think was a rookie this year, 2029 first-round pick, unprotected, and two-pick first-round pick swaps, unprotected. Phoenix gets Yusuf Nurkic, Nasir Little, Keon Johnson, and Grayson Allen. All right, what do I think about this? Let's start with, of course, the Dame Lillard part of it, because that's the most important part of it. Most important player. For Milwaukee, I think it's a good thing. I know people are saying, hey, Drew Holiday defense or whatnot, but Drew Holiday ain't putting up 32 points a game. You could literally have two players scoring 30 points a game next year, and you already got Brook Lopez good on defense, Giannis good on defense, Chris Middleton's pretty good on defense, Bobby Porter's good on defense. You know, they can always make up for where one non-defensive player lacks. And I don't know if Damian Lillard is bad as, like, a Steph Curry on defense. And, you know, people cover up for Steph Curry on defense. So there's that aspect. Milwaukee is never going to, unless they draft a player this big, which they already drafted Giannis, they're not going to be drafting low enough to get a player probably Dame Lillard's caliber. So unless they're drafting a player Dame Lillard's caliber, which they're not, the only way you're going to get him is if you trade for him. A superstar like Dame Lillard would never sign with Milwaukee as a free agent. Superstars like Damian Lillard, when they leave small market teams, they go to bigger market teams, or they actually strictly just go to big market teams. Not bigger market, but big market teams. No small market team has ever got a superstar player as a free agent. I repeat, no small market team has ever gotten a superstar player as a free agent. I remember, what was it, when the Bobcats had gotten Al Jefferson. They had a trade for Al Jefferson, who was an all-star 2010, but Al Jefferson would have left and went to a bigger market. He was already in Utah. It wouldn't even make no sense for him to leave Utah to go to Charlotte. It never happens. It just, these superstar players always go to the big markets when they leave as free agents. So this is the best Milwaukee could ever got, especially with Giannis already throwing it out there. Like, if we ain't competing for championships, I'm out like a cup. All right, let's get to Portland. Drew Holiday, DeAndre, and that's really it, and the picks. Like, 2029 first-round pick, that's 2 years from now. If Dame Lillard's still, Dame Lillard's still in Milwaukee 2 years from now with Giannis, I'm pretty sure they're going to be, it's going to be a late first-round pick. So Drew Holiday could actually be flipped in this. Portland could flip Drew Holiday for maybe they could trade Drew Holiday. Rumors I've heard, Drew Holiday to Miami or back to the Sixers. Maybe they could trade Drew Holiday for Tyler Hero, who Miami was willing to trade. Drew Holiday, I like Drew Holiday for Tyler Hero. Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Jimmy Butler, I like that better than Tyler Hero. So maybe they could flip that. And back to the Sixers would be nice. I'm pretty sure Embiid would like him. And who would they get rid of? Probably Tobias, maybe Tobias Harris for a contract dump, you know, and a draft pick. I don't know. Like if Portland trades Drew Holiday, it'd be for picks or a younger player. Or a contract they could dump and maybe some picks. All right, so DeAndre Ayton fits the timeline. They got DeAndre Ayton, they got Scoot Henderson, they got Shaedon Sharpe, they got Anthony Simons. That's pretty much the core right there. That's the core. I like that. That's a good young core. And they got future picks. They could trade Drew Holiday for Tyler Hero, who's still young, possibly. Or they could trade him to the Sixers for maybe Tobias Harris and some picks. I don't know. Phoenix. Now, this is interesting. Phoenix was top heavy, and they needed to get deep. And they got Nasir Little, Keon Johnson, Grayson Allen, and Yusuf Nurkic. Yusuf Nurkic is probably a better fit for them at center because he's not going to be demanding the ball like Ayton. He's only got 2 years, $50 million left on his contract, so they saved a lot of money on that. Nasir Little, former Tar Heel, which has been very disappointing, you know, most of his career. Still young and was getting some minutes towards the end last year. Keon Johnson, I'm not too familiar with his game. Grayson Allen, I mean, he'll be a good backup to Booker and Bill. And he could probably play some small forward. He could back up any one of those positions. So they got depth. They got Grayson Allen. He'll play hard. Nasir Little, Nasir Little now, he does long arms and will play defense hard. Yusuf Nurkic gets hurt, but he's not going to be a diva like Ayton. And Ayton was definitely going to be lost in the mix with Bill, Booker, and Kevin Durant. They're like top heavy. I think this was the best, probably one of the best deals Portland was going to get. They definitely got more. This was way better than just Tyler Hero and whatever else. They got Drew Holiday, DeAndre Ayton, Tremonti Kamara, which is the rookie, which fits with their timeline, draft picks. At least one of the players fits with their timeline. Drew Holiday, even if they keep him, he could be a good vet to Anthony Simons, Shaedon Sharpe, and Scoot Henderson, which my Charlotte Hornets should have drafted. Oh, man. Now, I'm going to pull up the NBA standards. Like, we know the Sixers got James Harden problems. Miami lost Gabe Vincent, and they lost Max Strus, and they didn't get Dame Lillard. So, and they barely made the playoffs last year. So, I don't know what move they're going to make. Unless they get Drew Holiday from Portland, it ain't looking good for Miami right now. Knicks didn't get really no better. Cleveland is still the same team, but they got Max Strus. They're a tad bit better. It's really Milwaukee and Boston, man. It's a Milwaukee and Boston. It's between them two, man. And if this Porzingis thing don't work out for Boston, which they traded away their top defensive guy, Marcus Smart, to Memphis, and people were saying, oh, you know, Drew Holiday defense. Okay, well, Giannis is amazing at defense, so he can make up for it. Bobby Portis, Brook Lopez. Yeah. I like this for Milwaukee. I think they had the most wins last year. I think they clearly have to be favored to be number one regular season and come that get the number one seed. And I definitely probably would favor them to come out the East. I definitely would. I definitely would. Oh, because Celtics also lost Grant Williams, too. They lost Grant Williams and Marcus Smart, two defensive bulldogs, you know. And Grant Williams is he's a 3-and-D guy. Marcus Smart was your point guard. They didn't really replace Marcus Smart with a point guard, so they really don't got a point guard. Porzingis gets hurt, and the Porzingis trade doesn't work like they think. Yeah, I would have to say Milwaukee has to be favored to come out the East. And I really do like what Phoenix did. But I don't know if I would favor them to come out the East just yet. I got to see how Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, and Booker works. It might be another Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and James Harden. You know, we've seen a lot of this before. It might be Scottie Pippen, Charles Barkley, and Hakeem Olajuwon. It might be Karl Malone, Gary Payton, Shaq, and Kobe. You know, just putting together all these superstars doesn't always work. But I would say Phoenix has to be, at least, should be favored to be second. First or second, at least top two in the West regular season. Definitely should be favored to be in the Western Conference Finals. I know a lot of people would have the Lakers over Phoenix, but I don't. Brittle Anthony Davis or older LeBron James. D'Angelo, no show, D'Angelo Russell. Might be overselling Austin Reeves. We got to see a whole season of Austin Reeves being third fiddle. But, yeah, yesterday the news was Toronto Raptors was favored to get Dame Lillard. And today the news is he's a Milwaukee Buck. Yeah, man. I think it was the smartest thing Milwaukee could do. Giannis saying what he said. You definitely got to keep him happy. Small market teams like him don't win championships. It's the first championship they won since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was there, and literally should be championship or bust next year. But they still, and I would love to see the Bucks versus the Nuggets next year. That would be so great. Giannis versus Jokic, Lillard versus Jamal Murray, Milton, Porter. Yeah, that would be a nice little one next year. Even if Phoenix makes it, Phoenix versus Milwaukee, that would be nice. Durant versus Giannis. Definitely a good NBA news day. It was looking pretty dull in the offseason, and it just spiced up a little bit. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Paul Pickett Podcast. And once again, I'm out. Bye.